Indians infielder Zach Walters joins us here in Goodyear, Arizona, as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. Zach, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me bright and early.
It is bright and early out here in Goodyear, Arizona. Talk a little bit about your routine here in Goodyear. What sort of objectives, what sort of goals have you laid out?
I'm the first one here, which is good and bad at the same time, but I'm staying out in Chandler. That's like a 40-minute drive. So for me to be here the first one, I'm literally leaving at like 4:30.
You trying to score brownie points?
I'm trying to score brownie points. I need a little appreciation for this because I'm driving there, and I'm like, I have no coffee. I'm hangry. You know that hungry, angry?
Yes.
I'm like, I need to get some food in me before I just take this car all over the road.
Now, who coordinated your housing? How'd you end up out in Chandler?
It's my buddy. You know, he's got a whole, like, in-law suite type deal. And he's like, oh, you can have it. I'm like, oh, where are you located? Chandler? I'm like, oh, good, the farthest possible place from Goodyear. All right, perfect. But no, my schedule is I get here early, go through my warm-ups, I hit, work on individual things, how I'm feeling. And then we have our process. Like, you know, I don't say practice, I say process because we go through warm-ups. And then after a lift, same old with everyone. Usually the last one out of here too, which is great because then it's rush hour traffic and
back to Chandler.
It's like an hour and 45 minutes, man. It's outrageous.
Well, of course, you were acquired mid-season last year as part of the Asdrubal Cabrera trade. So I'm sure there's a transition when you go somewhere in the middle of the year. How much better is it now to start the season in spring training with a club and kind of go through it from that starting point?
Yeah, it was different being a rookie and then going to being a new guy rookie, and now I'm still a new guy and a rookie here, so I'm learning faces, you know. But no, I would say that the Indians organization has been very welcoming, you know, Chris, Tito, all those, Chris Antonetti, and they've been, you know, making sure I feel comfortable, kind of sometimes too much, where it's like, oh, hey, man, how you doing? How you feeling about how you feeling? I'm like, what? What does that even mean? You know, like, they've been really super nice, and I'm just glad to kind of be over here and feel like my feet aren't on eggshells the whole time.
I'm sure as a young player, not only from the Indians organization, but from others, you've been preached to about patience. Be patient. Is that pretty much what they're telling you here as well?
I think that's my flaw, is patience. I'm that guy that wants instant gratification. You know, that's why I like cleaning my car. You see it. It's dirt. You wipe it off. You know, that's how it is. But, yeah, it's coming over here, being a young guy, easily my number one drawback. You know, I want to know things now. I want to see them now. That's just not how it is with baseball. But, yeah, I would say that's something I got to work on.
Again, we're talking with Zach Walters as he joins us here in Goodyear, Arizona, part of our Wahoo Week coverage. So as you've talked to Tito and members of the organization, what are their expectations of you here in Goodyear?
I've already been asked this twice. I don't know. My one-on-one I missed. I had the flu, missed it. I have no idea. But I know that working out at multiple positions, I'm going to get my at-bats because that's my biggest thing that I wanted was I need consistent at-bats to get that comfortability, that like confidence. But as far as what they want, I'm not sure. If they want me to play the outfield, I'll play the outfield. If I'm going to play short that day, I'll play short. If I'm DHing, I'll DH. If I'm on the bench, I'm going to be one hell of a bench player then, you know. I'll chew a mean bubble gum, you know. but no.
And that's an art form sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, as far as right now, all I can do is work hard. As I said it before, I'm not a GM. I don't make decisions, but I'm just here to work hard.
Zach, in talking to other guys this week, being down in the clubhouse, there's a palpable sense that this team can do some special things this year.
Right.
Talk about that. Just the feeling that, hey, we're built for the long haul this year.
Yeah, I got to say I was a bit naive. When I came over, I didn't know any of the pitchers, to be honest, the pitching staff. And then I watched them the first like five games. I'm like, oh, thank goodness I don't have to face these guys. It's ridiculous. I mean, you got Kluber, freaking Cy Young winner. And then it seems like every guy after that, Salazar, Carrasco, throwing 100, you know. Bauer just, he got his crazy leg kick, throwing 96. And you're just like, who are these people? Like, what the? But, yeah, I didn't understand how good they were until I got to be around them and play with them. And you have Brantley, who I think I maybe saw strike out one time. Yeah, it was ridiculous. And even his outs were hard line outs. He hit, right. What, he hit like 326, 327? That's the hardest 327 I've ever heard seen in my life. That guy should have hit like 480. But yeah, I didn't understand how good they were. They're young, they're talented. And then they said they weren't even healthy together the whole year.
Right.
They said guys were hurt the whole time. So I was like, This team's scary. Like, it's good.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's some talent, no doubt about that. So what are your objectives here between now and opening day? What are some things you want to get accomplished?
Man, that's a tough question. I'm not going to lie. That's a tough question. I think objectively what I want to accomplish is that they know the player that I know I can be. I want to, you know, I think that if they see that and they realize that, then they can see that I can help the team. I feel like I can help a team. I know I can help any team, no matter where I go. And that's the thing that I'm not worried about. It could be double A. It could be a freaking rookie ball. It could be triple A. It could be, you know, the major leagues. But I'm going to help a team because I'm going to make sure that I'm that player that can help a team.
Zach, is there a player or two or a teammate or two that you've kind of gravitated towards to kind of show you the ropes and get you accustomed to this organization?
Quietly, a very quiet human being. I'll ask every now and then, it's Kluber. I'll ask him things about basically preparation. He's just so pro. He's a very professional human being. And then Brantley. I mean, those two guys, obviously, their actions and their very few words speak for themselves, but I kind of watch how they go about their business, talk to them very, very sporadically about things, but yeah, they've helped out with the little that they have said.
If you're gleaning advice from a Cy Young Award winner and an MVP finalist, yeah, I think you're talking to the right guys.
Well, you want to surround yourself with good company, you know, and that's the guys that I watch and respect, and if I could be in some conversation with them, if it's about, you know, pants they wear, then I'll appreciate that.
You may want to talk to them next year about housing.
Yeah, no, are you kidding? Yeah, friggin' Chandler, so far away.
Oh man. Well, hey, we're glad you're in good year.
Yes.
And again, we wish you nothing but success with the Indians organization, and we appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having me.
Zach Walters joining us here as part of our Wahoo Week coverage in Goodyear, Arizona.